This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Top Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You got problems.
I have problems.
You have problems. You are a sycophant.
What do you mean?
I mean, you just put on Kelly and Mark.
Oh, I wanted to see.
Studio.
Yeah, I wanted to see the performance.
You got it.
Well, but, I put it on for Jordan Davis, not for Kelly and Mark.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're a sycophant of Jordan Davis.
I'm not a sycophant.
Yeah, you are. Like, you could not wait.
That's a sycophant and a friend are two different things.
You're freaking out. Where's the remote?
I asked you once. I said, you got the remote?
That's you're right. So what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm going to put on. Jordan. Yeah, yeah, you're a sycophant of Jordan Davis, not Kelly and Mark.
It's not a sycophant. It's just that, you know, put it on.
We don't even have sound in here.
It's fine. I just figured, you know, put it on.
Listen. He's probably not going to come on for at least 30 minutes.
Listen, I needed to do something while you were talking to me about the NHL draft. So I told you
tonight I'm going to have to check in a little bit late on the Knicks because the NHL lottery is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Check into the Knicks late. Why don't you just find out what happened in the lottery? Huh?
I like to watch it to see.
Like to watch it?
The Rangers got a chance.
At what? The number one overall pick?
Yes.
This hasn't really worked out for them when they draft that high, has it?
No. It hasn't.
Yeah, so you might as well stay back where you're at.
Just sign a free agent, Connor McDavid, maybe?
Yeah, it's that simple, right? Just like that. Just bring him in, no problems.
It's called big game hunting.
Yeah, well, the Rangers have done that in the past.
Well, we did that with the coach, and they gave the coach this huge contract. And basically what that means to the players that are in the locker room that the ownership is not messing around. That also says the same thing to the fans. We are not messing around. We are spending the money on the leadership of this franchise. And we, since we are spending the money where we normally wouldn't spend it, or our NHL teams don't spend it, you know, we are sending that message right across the bow of the players that are going to remain here. That's just, we're all in. We're all in. This is not a rebuild. This is a retool. We are in. You are either here or you are gone. And Mike Sullivan, because he had been out in Pittsburgh for 10 years, won two cups. He knows the Rangers, just like when he was here. Some of those players are still around. And, of course, he's played against us. So he knows us about as well as anybody. That's why, if I'm an Islander fan, I'm like, okay, what are the Islanders doing? What are they doing? They you want to be taken legitimate. You got that when you hired Lou. You brought in Lou Lamoriello, immediate credibility. One of the best buildings in all of hockey. The UBS Arena is an amazing place. We both agree with that, right? Mm-hmm. So now you can't be messing around. You need to be hiring somebody that brings the cachet and credibility that Lou Lamoriello had. Maybe do different things differently, but hire somebody that's got some, you know, got some credibility and can excite your fan base. And then he's got to go out and hire a coach that is a legit coach if they're going to fire Patrick Roy, which... I don't know how you hire a GM and then just keep the coach.
Yeah, it doesn't usually work in any sport when that happens.
You can't work it that way. You want to be taken seriously. And you're not doing a rebuild either because you got guys on long-term contracts here.
Yeah.
And you got two good goalies. I mean, you had, like, the Rangers and the Islanders are similar in a sense that they have long-term contracts with some of their top players, and they have the goalies that can take them all the way there. So now is the time to strike it while the iron is hot for both of these teams. And the Rangers have done that thus far.
And those are two teams that didn't make the playoffs this year and obviously have already made those changes. The Knicks now in the second round of the postseason. If they get wiped out in this series, like they are projected to get wiped out, do we see big changes or because they beat the Pistons and moved on? It's like, all right, you know, Tibbs is definitely coming back. We're not going to make major roster changes. I mean, I would hope that the result of this series, whether it's good or bad, determines a future and it's not already been decided, because I need to know how far away they are from beating the Boston Celtics.
All right, so what would be the big change?
The big change would be Giannis? Coach? Well, coach would be a big
coach
changer.
Or Giannis?
I don't know how you get him, man. I really don't.
Well, it's you know, you got to make decisions, and some of those decisions are extremely difficult for general managers and presidents like Leon Rose. Like, so far, I think he's done a good job keeping the team relevant.
Yeah.
Getting over the hump, getting over the OKCs, the Clevelands, and the Bostons of the world, that's going to be the next thing he's going to have to figure out if it doesn't happen. And, you know, he's done a good job of getting into becoming a top four team in the league.
Yeah. I mean, so this is the Milwaukee Bucks reportedly not trading. This is funny. NBA Insider says Giannis won't be traded by Bucks unless he pushes it. So just like every other NBA player, if he wants out, then they're going to give him the opportunity to leave.
You could say that about any NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, like, if I'm an owner or a general manager, why would I want my best player being my most unhappy player?
You don't want that.
You don't want that. And I think the key to NBA success is when your best player buys into what the coach is selling. So if Jalen Brunson is buying into what Tibbs is saying, selling, Tibbs is not going anywhere. He's going to stay here because the best player likes playing for him, appreciates everything that this guy has done for him as a coach, and has put him on the map as one of the best point guards in the NBA. Why would you want to get rid of? Why would Brunson want to get rid of that?
Well, he would. I don't think that he would. I mean, I also think that you can't. I don't know. I mean, by the way, Giannis to the Nets isn't a completely out of the question thing either.
The Nets.
The Nets. We're going to bring in this guy, the Greek freak, huh?
Well, much like the Islanders, you want to be taken seriously. They tried it already with this superstar conglomerate, and it didn't work.
Didn't work is an understatement. But yes, I mean, that was a complete mess for them that they're still unwinding out of. But, I mean, you know, you have the caller last segment where he's talking about, why is everybody so negative? And here we are again talking about the future of the team. I have to be given a reason to believe that they have a real shot in this series, and they've given me nothing to believe that up until this point.
0-10 against these three best teams in the league.
It's not like they played great against the Pistons either. Now, respect to the Pistons for coming out, being physical, winning some games, keeping these games close. I'm not saying that they're a walkover team that the Knicks had problems with. They're a legitimate playoff team. But they did nothing in that series or during the regular season that makes me think that they're going to just waltz into this second round and beat the Celtics. No way.
So remember, we heard three quarters into the season that we're still a work in progress.
Yeah.
I guess that work in progress is more in the defensive end than it is on the offensive end. And if you can't guard a pick and roll, which is the oldest play in all of sports, and you don't guard the three-point shot, like if I see tonight there's like 10 open threes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Boston's moving the ball around and the Knicks are scatterbrained on defense.
Yeah.
That's going to be mind-numbing. That's going to be a hard thing to swallow. It really is. Now, if the Knicks come out and they play better on defensively and they're tied together better on defense and they out-rebound somehow the Boston Celtics, then they got a shot.
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to the fact that they haven't been able to defend at all when it comes to slowing down the Celtics from shooting from three. I mean, that's really been the biggest problem. This is why we're talking about putting Pritchard's jersey in the freezer. Porzingis has been a pain in the ass there. Obviously, Tatum and Brown do it all. I mean, it's just, you just know they're going to be raining threes down. Now, you did say after the Pistons series was over and the Knicks beat them, you were looking at the playoff threes taken, threes made.
It's about the same.
It was about the same.
But this is a different situation. You got to go game by game, and you got to go by what you have seen before when these two teams have played.
Yeah.
So I would also like to think that the bench for the Knicks somewhere along the line has got to wake up and has got to perform offensively. So that means campaign. That means Deuce McBride. These guys have got to step up and they got to start putting some points on the board. You can't come out of these games having such a disparity between their bench, because you know their bench is going to score.
Yep.
And your bench. Mm-hmm. That's just too much. That's too much on the starters.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if Tibbs does anything drastic with the rotations. And drastic to him is just playing three people off the bench would be drastic for him. I mean, you just barely see any of that. Do you have a prediction? This time around, I'm going to say, I know
Knicks
I said,
in seven.
Come on.
Why not?
I know what you're doing here.
What am I doing?
You said earlier that if you were an NBA guy on like First Take or something, you'd just take the Knicks because no one else is doing it.
Yeah, but I'm not on First Take. I'm on Boomer and Geo.
I understand.
Knicks in seven, and I'm a Knicks fan, and hopefully I'm going to get one of these jerseys to put in a freezer tonight.
I know you don't believe that. I know you want to believe that, but you don't believe that. You don't believe it.
Knicks in seven, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say they get swept. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
Because anything better than that will make me feel good.
How about that?
How about that?
Lower the bar. Lower the expectations. It's either going to be four or five. If this gets to a game six, I'd almost be floored. I'd be totally floored.
Let's go to Eric, who's calling from Rhode Island. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, boys.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, so, first of all, I love the show. So I'm listening yesterday to Melusis, and, you know, he's talking about the Derby and all, and then he went into a story about apparently he drove away from a gas station with the gas receptacle still in his car and driving down the Merritt Parkway and was still attached to his car. Did you hear this story?
No, I did not. I mean, that is pretty ridiculous.
So what did he do, rip it out of the gas pump?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's driving down. Pump, I guess
is the gas pump still pumping gas out while he's running down the Merritt Parkway with the freaking hose in it?
This is what he said. So he realizes after a little while that this thing is. He looks in the rearview mirror or whatever, and he's side view, and he sees this thing sticking out of his car. So he drives back to the gas station, and he thinks that, well, I can just reattach this to the line. And so he starts messing with it, and there's no gas. There's no gas coming out. Everything's okay. But then when he starts putting this, he tries to reattach this himself, and all of a sudden just gas starts shooting everywhere. And so now Mark is in a suit, and he is drenched in gasoline. So he walks into the store and tells the woman, hey, look what happened. She's like, you know, you smell like gasoline. And he's like, yeah, I'm drenched in gasoline. So she went out, she helped him put it back together. It sounded like a pretty bad situation. And apparently this happens all the time. I've never done this, but I gotta believe that this does happen.
This happens all, I'm sure it happens. I'm not sure it happens all the time, but what the hell is going on with Moose, man?
I don't know. I mean, if only he was this entertaining when he was here full time.
God. You know him better than I do.
I mean, jeez. This guy's got a great story left and right. Every time he's going down to Disney, he's hilarious. He's got the Derby video out there is hilarious. You got people calling us talking about hilarious stories on the weekend. Yeah, I don't understand how you could do that because you can't. So he lives in Connecticut, right? Does he live in Connecticut?
Does he? I'm not sure.
What's the gas rules in Connecticut?
Oh, you pump your own gas. Up there in the Merritt Parkway, they got all those Dunkin' Donuts, all those gas.
It's only New Jersey. It was New Jersey and Oregon, but Oregon just allowed it.
Oh, Oregon just allowed it?
Yes.
So, but are you allowed to, because in New York, those things that you have to hold it the whole time, so those little stopper things.
Yeah, they take the stopper thing out. That's
right,
why you
so do they have stoppers in Connecticut?
No, they don't have those.
So then how in the hell do you drive away?
Yeah, that's the point. He must.
Because you're so you're telling me that he was holding the nozzle and pumping the gas in to the point where it stopped. It was full, and he didn't take it out of his gas
tank and put it back. He just let it go and got to his car and drove away?
That's what the caller heard.
I mean, that is just... I mean, he must have been on the phone or distracted or just completely out of it. Maybe the kids were screaming or something. I don't know how you could possibly do that. Well, you're holding it, you're pumping it, it stops, and it's still in your hand.
Yes.
Like, just like out of natural instinct, you put it right back.
It's amazing how many times it does happen.
Let's go to Dave in Westchester. What's going on, Dave?
Boomer and Gio, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's up?
Well, listen, I spent 5 years working at a gas station during the summers in college, and this thing, I would say twice a month, a gas customer would drive off with the pump in their car. But I'll also tell you, nobody ever came back, so Moose is a first.
It's just so embarrassing for people that they just end up just keep driving away.
They just keep going.
Is this more of like a, is this more of a man thing, a woman thing? Was it split?
Older men and older women.
Okay, so it was more of an older thing. All right,
yeah,
so Moose
well,
is getting
now an older man.
Yeah, well, he's getting there. You know, he's losing his mind.
Man,
he's losing his mind. You can hear it.
Between that and the horse race this weekend.
And his Disney trips, you know?
Yeah, and the hockey and the whole thing. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, man, I tell
you.
He
seems to come off pretty good on the CW11.
Of course he does. He comes off good in everything he does.
He seems pretty buttoned up in that regard.
I would agree with that. Yeah. And when he used to do all the SNY stuff, he seemed buttoned up there, too. Let's go to Adam in Winnipeg. What's going on, Adam?
What's up, fellas? It's a feel-good Monday up here in Winnipeg. How you guys doing?
Hell yeah, it is, man. It kept me up late at night, man. What a game.
Unbelievable game. I've been listening to you guys for like 10, 15 years. Never felt the urge to call in, because why would I? I'm in Winnipeg. But I got to say, we're the second most popular city that you guys talk about. I swear to God. You guys are talking about Winnipeg all the time. Gio, this is for you.
Yeah.
Bloody jersey in the closet.
What's that?
Are you wearing it on Wednesday, or are you shipping it to me?
Do you have the Gio Sawani jersey?
I believe, as we said at the time, because I had all those jerseys still at my childhood home where my parents still are,
yeah,
that there's a closet filled with those jerseys. It's probably still in there. I haven't looked at it in years, but I can't imagine I would have gotten rid of it. So, yeah, I mean, I can stop there and maybe bring it in. I mean, it's from whatever. What was his rookie season? You remember his rookie season, like 93 or something, I want to say?
92, 93, thereabouts. Yeah, just before the guys left.
Yeah.
But we're back, baby. I'm telling you. I don't know if anyone can actually play. I'm so dead and beat down. But we're coming for Dallas. I'm telling you. And I'm going to be your NHL correspondent up here as we kick ass, take names, and get through Dallas. We're going. I'm not touching the money, but it's going down.
Don't touch the money there, yeah, thanks, Adam. And by the way, you better hope that you get Mark Scheifele back.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
I know you don't. I wanted the Rangers to trade for him or Tage Thompson about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was getting booed off the ice in Winnipeg. He's their captain.
So we're talking.
And he's hurt.
It was like 25 years ago.
I think Gunner's got a Jets jersey. No. He loves the Jets jersey.
23 years ago, I got that jersey. So, yeah.
Maybe you wear it.
I can see if it's still there. Yeah.
Dallas and Winnipeg.
I doubt it.
Nothing says NHL more than that.
Emilio in Brooklyn. What's going on, Emilio?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up? Good morning.
That's not what happened. I was listening to him live yesterday. What he did was, when the gas was pumping, he went inside to get coffee. When he came back out, totally forgot that it was still in and pulled away.
So, obviously, he put the stopper in then, Emilio, right?
Either the stopper or the gas cap or whatever he put in.
Something
and then
all
people
there
are
illegally.
Beeping at him on the Merrick Parkway, and he didn't know what was going on, and then realized it, pulled over into the gas, took it out, put it in his trunk, and drove back.
Where was he going that he was dressed up?
He had to go work somewhere, I believe he said. Because I heard the story live. And then everybody and their mother kept calling in saying that they did it, my father did it, this one did it. It became about gas, it's this joke.
And so is ours now, too. Yes. Our show is now turned into gas pumping.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. I couldn't imagine doing that, but I guess, I mean, I've done some silly things. My brain has gone into mush many times, but that one is just seems almost impossible to pull off. I mean, you've never done anything like that, have you?
No, not at all.
I mean, I remember there was a bank back in the day that had one of those, you shoot those things up. You know,
cylinder, yes.
Pneumatic tube.
Yeah.
and I drove like away with it in my lap. And then I was at like the stop sign to make a right to get on the main road. And I was like, oh, I had to turn around and brought it back. I did that once. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that could be the, you know, when was the last time anybody did that, by the way?
That's a long time.
Those things are still out there, right?
The pneumatic tube?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. The banks still do that?
I think some do.
Yeah, if they have a drive through that's not right
people still
next
do
to
checks
the
and
building.
Deposit checks and things of that nature, and they don't know how to digitally do that.
Yeah. But I mean, I threw out my wallet once. I did do that. That was pretty stupid.
I'm just trying to think. I haven't really done anything quite that stupid.
Yeah, but there's got to be something. But I mean,
told you I had that Breitling watch in my bag, my golf bag.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten about it I thought it was stolen. And then Wally said something that maybe something dropped. It was actually the back of my PXG clubs. They have that little screw in the back, mm-hmm. that black thing. And one of them was missing. And Wally said, you know, turn your golf bag upside down. It was like 2 years ago. I turned it upside down. Not only did the black screw came out, or the weight, but also my Breitling watch that I thought was stolen. And I was like, I was missing it for like, I'd been 3 years.
I know something dumb that you did. You gave Wally that LJ 4-point play ball.
That was really stupid. Well, I didn't do that. I gave it to somebody else to give it to him, and that somebody else, Bob, didn't explain to him what he was giving him. And, you know, Wally, you know, was distracted because he was on his way to the golf course.
Yeah, of course. It was funny because we were talking about that with Brian Rascona, and Brian Rascona, who, you know, works here, has done some shows, works with you and Valenti. Rascona goes, you know, if that were me, or no, if I were you, I wouldn't have had taken my sights off that ball. And you look at him and you go, well, you are not me. So I'm freaking busy, man.
All right, I'm going to let a little cat out of the bag here.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Wally was saying when we were talking about the ball? Did you hear what he said about insurance coverage?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he got a phone call?
Yeah. He said that he was on the phone with Chubb Insurance?
Yeah. Yeah, Chubb Insurance was Richie Hahn.
What?
Yeah, we were busting his chops about not having the ball.
Are you kidding me?
We didn't have that thing insured. How do you insure that?
And you didn't tell him in that moment we were talking about it?
Hell no. I wanted him to carry that around with him for a while.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So I let the cat out of the bag right now.
I had no idea. I was sitting there thinking, like, that this was you guys just talking about insurance. And that whole time you'd have pranked him.
Yes.
Wow. That is great stuff there. And the fact that you held it in that moment with me and Rascona there, too.
I almost, and I wanted to do it now. I figured I'd want to share it with the audience because they know about the 4-point play ball and how he lost it. And he put it in a closet in the towel suite. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's in the towel suite. Of course, it's going to be taken.
Wow. So you had one of your BEF, the great Richie Hahn, one of your BEF employees, call up Wally pretending to be someone from Chubb Insurance asking him questions about the ball.
Interviewing him about the ball, yes.
To make him feel even worse about the situation.
Yeah, Richie, I think I'd have to have Richie on to ask him about how Wally was responding to the questions.
Oh, I'm sure it was hilarious. Sure recorded it. Oh, my goodness.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer, you mentioned earlier how you were disappointed that the weather is the way it is today because of a golf tournament, the Bobby Scholl Golf Tournament, had to get canceled. Right?
That's right, and it also kicks off Breathe Week for us and cystic fibrosis, and I don't want to beat people over the head with this, but of course the great Marge Carfora has called in this morning. You want to get to her real quick.
Yeah,
Marge, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so disappointed, guys. Gio's first outing he gets invited to, and it gets postponed.
Yeah, well, listen, these things happen. Luckily, though, you've got a date on the calendar coming up. And it's going to be a beautiful day. I can already tell. I can smell it in the air, Marge. You're going to have a beautiful May 19th.
And I'm trying to move my schedule around and see if I can make it. I think Jerry and I would love to play at Deal Country Club. We'd love that. So hopefully on May 19th, we're going to be able to make that happen.
Well, that would be great because two things. One, my husband was going to be there, Jimmy, with doing Side Porch Pizza. So there's fresh pizza at the turn, which you guys have to try.
Yep.
And two, he's emceeing the dinner, and apparently he has a surprise for the three of you.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. So now, I mean, you know, the anticipation is going to kill you, so now you guys got to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think Gio can make it because he's down in Jersey, so well, I don't expect him to make it, but me and Jerry are going to try to make it, but you don't guilt us into this, Marge. I mean, I cleared my schedule for today.
This is what she does.
I know. Okay. I had to just bust your chops. And Breed Week's kicking off today. You know, Team Lungs on the Run always goes pretty hard. We have a $75,000 goal this year. So hopefully I'll be calling in a couple of weeks telling you we hit that mark.
Awesome, Marge.
All right, Margie. Thank you so much.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All
right.
See you.
That's right.
The great Miracle Marge.
Carfora, yes.
Out there doing great work fundraising as well. All right, Jerry, what's happening now?
Well,
man?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I was going to play this last hour. This is Carmelo Anthony talking about his Knicks. Knicks and Celtics tonight. Game one, conference semifinals. This was first on the Knicks getting past the Pistons, of course, to get here.
Came down to Jalen Brunson just being a star and putting the ball in his hands and actually making him make a play. I would say, though, he paid attention to the game the whole game because the twin was able to cut him off left and the whole game, physical, bump chesting him. And that last play, he made a very smart play, a very trustworthy play. He went left, came back right, the twin bit, and he got his spot.
And he had himself one hell of a shot. So we'll see if that can continue. Here was Josh Hart. What is different from now and the last time you played Boston when you lost that game in overtime?
In the regular season, what, April 12th?
Yeah.
So probably about 26, roughly 26 days older. So
keeping it light. Yeah. It was hard. Thoughts on so many people thinking they can't win this series.
I don't care. What? If we're counted out already, then we should play with a great level of freedom.
You would think so. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think the Celtics are counting them out for, you know, this is just the fans and the media and everything else.
That's exactly. Here was Tibbs. He said, don't read too much into going 0-4 against Boston this regular season.
It's easy to look at a box score and say, well, you know, but you don't understand, like, where are you in the season? Who do they have? Who do you have? You know, are you in a back-to-back? Are you the team traveling? Or, you know, like, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But we obviously know we have to play a lot better.
Tibbs, yeah, but you lost every one of the games. So I don't think circumstances matter.
That is true.
Every single one of them.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. They showed a thing online that has nothing to do with this series because the Knicks game was, what, Thursday night, I guess? So they've had a few days off. But I guess for the Nuggets, who only have had, only get the one day of rest, teams that have had one day of rest against teams that have had a week's worth of rest, basically, sweep, they're like 0-7, and the margin of defeat is 20-plus points in every one of those games. Isn't that interesting? Or at least on average.
Yeah.
So, will not be easy for them, but then Knicks have had the time. Here was Joe Mazzulla. This is on the flip side. We went 4-0, means nothing.
Every game takes on a life of its own. Every series takes on a life of its own. So right now, the series is 0-0. It's two good teams getting ready to play, and we have to be able to execute at a high level all the things that are have the process of winning.
Process of winning, which they have done a lot, defending champs, as we know. So that series does begin tonight. The Pacers and Cavs started yesterday. Indiana won in Cleveland, 121-112. Andrew Nembhard at 23 points. Tyrese Haliburton, 22 and 13 assists. Says no surprise that Nembhard was so good.
Drew's just doing what Drew does. You know, come playoff time, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable all the time, especially defensively. But his lock-in level is unbelievable right now, and I think he's just doing a great job of letting the game come to him.
And it certainly did work yesterday as he made some big shots in the fourth quarter, as did, by the way, Halliburton himself. They had a big run. I think this was 102-101 at one point. Cleveland in the fourth, they won an 11-something run and took control. The Warriors beat the Rockets in Game 7 of their first-round playoff series, 103-89, so they advance. Here was Steph Curry in exchange with a reporter.
Secondarily, you've won five series now in Houston. What do you think your reputation is in the city?
I'm a winner.
I would say so. He had 22 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Buddy Hield had 33, 12 of 15 from the floor, 9 of 11 from 3. And Jimmy Butler added 20 points in that game as well. And so they move on also to the next round. Baseball story. We have the Rays beating the Yankees on Sunday. Tonight, the Yankees are home for San Diego. Carlos Rodon faces Nick Pivetta on the Fan at 6:25. This is Yankee-related, sort of, but not about the game. Derek. Listen, I don't know if this was this weekend or it was last year. I have no idea, but I did see this come across the timeline, which that was kind of cool. This was Derek Jeter giving the student address at Michigan to the graduate, they call it. The
commencement.
Yeah. Yes. So here he was at the University of Michigan. The message.
Failure is essential. If I can promise you one thing for certain, you will fail. The bigger the dream, the bigger the risk.
And then he would go on to say what an example he is of this. And if you watch it, I'm really not sure if he found it funny or not.
I failed publicly. I failed miserably. There were days I literally cried because I was so bad. My first season as a professional, I made 56 errors. And for the non-baseball fans, that's hard to do intentionally. And that's also not funny.
I'm sure he was joking, but his face never changed, which was kind of funny, I thought.
Well, that's cheats. So,
yeah, come no, on, I know. Man. It was pretty good. The Cardinals took 2 from the Mets, 6-5 and 5-4. They will be in Arizona tonight on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio at 940. Griffin Canning, the start there. Couple of things from this. So we told you about Jesse Winker and the oblique. Apparently, Brett Beatty, who is at wherever the hell he is, Serie, wherever he's AAA or AA, he's doing better, says Carlos Mendoza. You know what his ailment is?
Yeah, he was dealing with a sore big right toe.
Jesus.
He may have gout.
I mean, he may. No, it's true. He might.
Maybe he's got gout.
I mean, turf toe.
Flank, yeah. Oblique.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Big toe. Impingements.
And you got fingernails at your desk. Which is gross. Also, during the somewhat related to the Mets, during the Phillies Diamondbacks game yesterday, this was John Kruk and Tom McCarthy.
Don't you have one?
I have one also, yes.
Phillies?
Phillies, yeah. It's got that's a broadcast good. Booth in town.
That's good because your son just texted us.
Which one? Patrick?
Yeah.
So that means we've heard from everybody except for the Braves.
Well, he didn't offer anything other than the fact that they have a day-night doubleheader and what he should eat between games. I don't care what he eats.
Did you tell him that?
Since he's a Mets fan, I hope he chokes a little bit.
One in one.
But since he's your son, I hope it's not fatal.
That's nice.
That's kind of rude. Yeah.
Just chokes a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just
exactly.
A little bit. Send a message.
Oh, man. Kind of funny. Just the other last couple of things. You had the Jets beat the Blues in double overtime. Game 7, 4-3. Adam Lowry, the game-winning goal there. So they advanced to take on Dallas. And Scotty Scheffler did win the CJ Cup. Byron Nelson at 31 under par. And I see he's a video with Grant Horvat coming out,
yeah.
I believe, today.
That
so
is
he
correct.
Is he's hitting up all the stars. All right, time now for moment of the day. And you guys had a surprise guest call in Jordan Davis earlier this morning. And Boomer was wondering why he's going on live with Kelly and not coming in here.
And it's then Kelly and Mark, by the way.
Because
we've been watching it for the last 40 minutes and no Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Here's saving the best for last. I guess
how this went.
You know, we got in late last night. We're doing that this morning. Then I'm flying right back out at like 1 p.m.
Oh, no, you can't be. I thought you were doing a show tonight.
Aren't you? Wait, don't you have a thing? I have this thing. It says Monday, May 5th.
I'm playing it.
Yeah, you are. So don't try to
hold on. It says Monday, May 5th. 5 to 7 p.m., happy hour and album listening at the Silver Lining.
Well, then I guess I'm not flying out, man.
See how big he's gotten?
He didn't even know what he was doing.
Tell you what, we're doing Radio City Music Hall in the fall. okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm coming in a couple of days early. We're all going and playing golf. I'm getting another shot at coming within 15 strokes of beating Boomer. I would love another chance.
Perfect. Yeah, all right.
Well, look at this. Now he's like,
Yeah, but this is what he knows how to work it.
He knows how to work it.
He knows how to work it.
I guess we get free tickets, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Well, Boomer, free tickets. Gee, I'll give you 25%.
That's great.
That's pretty funny. There you go. Yeah. Moment of the day.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you missed it earlier, kickoff to summer, full announcement. Happening Friday, May 23rd, starting at 6 a.m. The warm-up show is going to start at 6. We're going to start at 7 from DJs on Ocean Avenue in Belmar. And we're going to go to 11 a.m. And then at 11 a.m., country music star and Red Street Records artist Chris Lane is going to perform live for everyone directly following the show. No tickets, free day there at DJs. We'll have the bar open early. We're going to have a great kickoff to summer on that Friday, as we always do. It's brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Nielsen Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Shop online at nielsendodge.com. Chef IQ, never under or overcook your food again. Slomans, the difference is human. Wendy's, got to be Wendy's, and Calandra's Bakery. Calandra's Bakery delivering hot bread since 1962. All right, let's go to Jason, who joined us this morning. Jason, hello. You want to talk to the Knicks,
morning,
man?
Boomer,
what's up,
Gio?
Jason?
Hey. You want to talk about the Knicks versus Celtics? The
yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Go for it, man.
I think that Porzingis is going to be a big, tough matchup for them.
Porzingis is going to be a tough matchup for them, okay? Go. All right, anything else? Well, that was it. That was one of the worst phone calls this program has ever taken. I'm surprised that Al let that through.
So the amazing thing about Porzingis, he's at 7'2". He's not a physical player. He's not. Right. So Karl Anthony Towns shouldn't be running into like what he ran into against the Pistons.
Yep.
There should be a little bit more room. The only problem is shooting over a 7'2" Porzingis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then having to defend against a 7'2" Porzingis who shoots well.
It's going to be a tough matchup, as our caller said.
You got it.
Tough matchup.
Yes, it will be. I mean, again, like I was saying earlier this morning about this being a tough matchup, they better defend the threes, and then when the shots are there for themselves, they have to make them. You know, that's usually the difference in this. In this league, you always say it's a make-or-miss league. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You know, Steph Curry's bombing threes away. Jimmy Butler's hitting, you know, and Buddy Hield is hitting his shots. And, you know, and they walk away from the Houston Rockets. I mean, that's basically the Knicks have got to be able to hit the open shots when they're there. And hopefully somehow, some way, there's going to be some contribution from their bench. Because if there isn't, they're going to get blown out.
Yeah, and do you really think that we're going to see Tibbs tinker a lot? Because I don't think that he's capable. Like, I really don't think that he's...
I don't know. You just never know. It is about matchups. And, of course, you know, that's what we were talking about last week. And I told you the story about Wally Szczerbiak, who was sat down in one series but then came back to play in another because the matchups favored him in that series. And he was pretty spot on about it, and he was pretty open about it. He wasn't happy that he didn't play in the first series, but in the second series against the next team, he was able to flourish, you know, with 13 to 15 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see it. I'd love to see Precious in the game. I'd love to see Deuce get going. I'd love to see some of those things. I'd love to see Campaign be able to hit some critical three-pointers in crunch time and the bench be an asset for them. It just feels like
that may be the area where they are hurting the most.
Yeah.
Last year, that was one of the best things about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, those bench players became starters.
Let's go to Don in Massapequa Park. What's going on, Don?
Hey, this is my daughter was riding yesterday in the bike tour.
Yes,
and on for with Boomer's team. Well, she was actually on Allie's. On Allie's group.
Okay.
I just want to extend a thank you to you guys. It's great to see her. My daughter, Dee,
years back, and to see her be surrounded with such a good group of people and flourish and thrive and all the good that you're doing for your foundation, I just want to let you know that you're also doing something that's great for our family to see, you know, see all this go on as well.
Yeah,
I just want to thank you. That was pretty much it.
Hey, Don, thank you so much. And she made it through. I saw her at the end at the pizza place. And I actually told Allie, I threatened Allie, if she didn't make it, she was going to get fired.
I don't know if you heard, but I was one of the guys on the side. I mean, up on 6th Avenue around Radio City, I was blowing one of those vuvuzelas.
Oh, yes. I know who you are. Yes, yes. I'm like, matter of fact, and Don, after right. I went past you, and thanks for the call, Don. After I went past you, I was like, man, who the... And I looked over, and there he was.
Man, thank God vuvuzela came out of his mouth. He had already dropped a bad word there.
Yes.
Blowing one
proud
of
Papa.
I mean,
proud Papa.
Man. That was close. I got nervous. But no, it's a great story. That is awesome. And of course, your foundation and Team Boomer provides opportunities for people to have experiences like
this.
But it's really up to the individuals to take those opportunities, as many, many have. That time I'm going to be in a car with Bob Gelb on Wednesday going down to Philadelphia.
Oh,
what would I go see other than Dua? What would I go spend time in a car?
Play golf.
Or watch. Golf.
Okay, YouTube golf.
Yeah, they're having another Creator Classic down there at the Philadelphia Cricket Club ahead of the PGA Tour event.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, Chad Mumm, and it's he's got his new company, Pro Shop, and then that Scratch is involved with.
That we've been talking to.
So, yeah, they have another Creator Classic. The first one was at TPC Sawgrass. The second one's here. Paige Spiranak's in this one, by the way.
I'll tell her
you said hello.
Please do.
I'll say Boomer's a big fan. I think Jerry's also a very big fan of Paige. He's got the calendar up in his office.
He's got the calendar up, yes.
But anyway, yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun, though. It's going to be really cool. I get to see some of these YouTube golf heroes of mine now, you know?
Yes. I'm just thinking about the drive down and the drive back.
Yeah, Bob offered to drive. And I'm taking him up on that.
Just take the train.
But I think we could probably get like a good 45 minutes of conversation in before it goes dry.
Okay.
And you know what I'm going to tell him? I'm going to tell him, listen, I got to take a nap in the car.
Yes.
And then even if I'm not napping, I'm just going to close
my
eyes.
So where are they playing that?
At the Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Oh,
at
the Cricket. Okay.
Yeah, one of the courses.
And it's just a one-day event, right?
The Creator Classic, yes. It's on Wednesday, and then obviously the tournament starts on Thursday. So Grant Horvat won the one at Sawgrass. We'll see who wins this one.
Is there money associated with this?
Yeah, there's prize money. I'm not sure exactly how much it is, but yes.